forgiveness and other acts of love. Finding True Value in Your Life. Written and read by Stephanie Dowrick.
Self-forgiveness and the forgiveness of others seem inextricably intertwined. We move through life hurting others as well as being hurt. We move through life hurting ourselves as well as being hurt. Eventually, some of these events will fade and be entirely forgotten. With others, anger will soften to annoyance, irritation, sadness. Grief may blend into sorrow. Lessons will be learned, distances maintained, warning signs observed. The cycle of redemption continues. Openness, truthfulness, a willingness to be changed, a willingness to make amends, action that removes us from the place of suffering, action that relieves the pain of others, a willingness to learn. In the concentration camp of Ravensbrück, this extraordinary prayer was left by the body of a dead child. O Lord, remember not only the men and women of goodwill, but also those of ill will. But do not remember all the suffering they have inflicted on us. Remember the fruits we have bought thanks to this suffering. Our comradeship, our loyalty, our humility, our courage, our generosity, the greatness of heart which has grown out of all this. And when they come to judgment, let all the fruits which we have borne be their forgiveness. This radical request that their murderers should benefit from the gifts retrieved from the suffering that they themselves had caused is a startling example of compassion at its most profound and unitive levels. At just the moment when feelings of revenge, hatred and contempt would seem not just natural but inevitable, this prayer is drawing our attention to love.